So we partner with the agencies that have a need and a desire to be able to get their products into the community. Typically, they're handing those over a desk, and it's from 8 to 4 p.m. We found a way that 24 hours a day, anonymously, barrier-free, people can access these supplies. It also then gathers information anonymously, so they get some statistics of time of day and what's going out the door. That helps fuel then their grants and getting more products in the door and really accelerating their agenda.
A new set of vending machines are about to roll out across the West Kootenays. They won't be dispensing chips or soda cans, but harm reduction supplies like clean syringes, naloxone kits, and rapid HIV tests. It's Brad Pommen's Nelson-based company Smart One that built the technology under the hood of the touchscreens of these machines. Aside from displaying information on things like how to use a drug testing kit or administer naloxone, the interactive screens also connects users to local services and displays things like drug poisoning alerts.
And that's something that's unique about what we're doing, is it's kind of normalizing this accessibility of services on a really vulnerable population. And every Canadian should have access to this. So we really believe that services like Anchors are really going to accelerate the adoption of this technology, as well as going to serve their needs. It's really going to be able to provide the reporting and analytics that's going to justify them needing more dollars, because there's really an underlying lack of resources, as well as lack of data that allows them to get more resources to solve these problems.
The concept has been used in 5 pilot locations, including one in Nelson and Cranbrook, but will now expand to over 100 different places cross-country. In the West Kootenays, Castlegar and Trail are on the list, as well as Moncton and Sackville in New Brunswick, which has some of the highest using needle populations in Canada. Over the next 12 months, more locations will be added on the West Coast, stretching all the way to Vancouver, where the community agencies who operate the machines and stock them will be supported by the Nelson-based technology. Smart One founder Brad Pommen again.
People need supplies. They need to protect themselves. And with the doors being closed during the pandemic, that really shot up a lot of things like the HIV infection rate. COVID really did a number on people being getting the access to services they need. So now as the communities open up, we're finding this is a new added layer will also be then pandemic proof in the future. If something else happens, we're already going to be the infrastructure that's helping connect the communities to the people in those communities.
The machines were also provide insights for the organizations that operate them through dispensing data to better understand the user groups. Brad Pommen said the on-demand method is going to become more important in the future, and the numbers show it. Since the launch of the so-called smart pods in December of 2020, over 12,000 people have accessed supplies from them, dispensing a daily average of 200 personal hygiene and other harm reduction related products. Reporting in Nelson, John Roon, KCR News.